is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Kingdom Shall Be Taken From You. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the Statler Brothers with He Went to the Cross Loving You, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
In this world, loving you, He lay in a manger, loving you. He was born a babe to die a lamb, sacrificed to fill a plan, and He went through His life. Loving you, He taught the gospel truth, loving you. He healed the lame and sick, loving you. And when they found Him free from sin, He was crucified by earthly men, but He went to the cross, loving you. To save the world forever, there's nothing He didn't give. It took Jesus Christ to show us what love really is. He laid down His life, loving you. He died on the cross, loving you, loving you. Two dark days passed while He was gone, but on loving you.
The flesh profiteth nothing. Well, don't you think that the white races are better because they are don't? Oh, shut up! And Jesus' very words, He is the Word of God. The words that I speak, said Jesus, they are spirit and they are life. Do you want to live or die? That's the question. Do you want to live or die? There's only one person who is God Almighty, whose name is Jesus, that can give you life. And abundantly, I might add, everlasting. I would like to add more. And here's why Jesus said it. He said, all power is given. This is Mark 28. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. All power is given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. How much power? All power. That is the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to give you a little secret here, friends. You'll be surprised at what I say. But wherever Jesus is, there is the kingdom of God. For he who has the power is everything. Think about that. I've seen some of these science fiction movies, and they're always interesting. There seems to be some power source in the universe or world. And eventually toward the end of the movie, they find it. And it's usually some gigantic diamond chamber. And inside there's either a machine or a great computer or some kind of a force. And it doesn't really take human form, but it's just some strange force. And of course, the Star Wars even talked about, may the force be with you and all those things. But the power, all power, is given unto Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth. Now Jesus went to his disciples and he said, who do you say that I am? Well, Peter answered to him and said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you know what Jesus said back to him? He said, that didn't, and I'm paraphrasing it, he said, that didn't come from your own mind. That came to you from my Father, which is in heaven. He gave that to you, that knowledge, that understanding. Now, then Jesus revealed to Peter how powerful that understanding is. Folks, there's some things that when you understand them, it's like a dynamo. It's greater than any generator, any alternator on any automobile. It's greater than any battery. It's greater than the force of a trillion suns. And this was the center of power. Did you know that words have power? Oh, yes, they do. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are life. And I asked you before, do you want to die or do you want to live? If you want to live, you better listen to the words of Jesus. And Jesus asked his disciples this question, who do you say that I am? And I want to repeat again, because Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, these words didn't come from yourself. They came from the Father, which is in heaven. And then Jesus went on to tell him, because he had that understanding, that seed, the words that had come from God, that he would henceforth have the keys to heaven. How would you like to have the keys to heaven? All power. The key is in your hand and in your heart. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, he told Peter. Think about that. Whatever Peter prayed for, whatever he bound on earth, or for that matter, freed up, the same will happen in heaven. Now, let me explain to you what this means. You see, a lot of people mouth the Lord's Prayer. And I've gone to AA meetings. I'm not a member of AA or anything else, but I wanted to see what was going on there. I only had to go to a couple of their meetings. Then I reported it was all of the devil. That was the end of that, as far as I was concerned. But it's interesting that at many AA meetings, they would say the Lord's Prayer. Some people think there's like some magic in it. Well, there is magic in it, in a sense, greater than magic. There is a supernatural power, but very few men can understand it. Think of the words, because Jesus is teaching you and me, men and women, how to pray. And you start off your prayer by addressing our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Now, right there is, again, that same principle. The keys of heaven are in the hands of the man who is the seed of Jesus Christ. And whatever he binds or looses on earth will be bound or loosed in heaven. You have the keys. This is the same thing he told Peter. Now he's saying, pray for that. Pray for that power. The power of the kingdom. Because to Jesus, all power is given in heaven and in earth. Now we go to another amazing understanding. Jesus is the source of all this power. He is the dynamo. For he is the kingdom. He is the kingdom. Now, I want to go through this a little bit here because you see, so many people are confused about this. They don't know why I preach so much about the false teachings of Israel and the Jews. They don't understand the meaning of Revelation 2 and 3, where it tells us that there is an evil system called the synagogue of Satan. And they don't know why I'm so concerned about this. I'm concerned about it because it's a counterfeit kingdom. The synagogue of Satan exists as a counterfeit kingdom. And there can only be one kingdom and one king, and his name is Jesus. But this counterfeit kingdom, this synagogue of Satan, has rejected the true king, has no access to the true power of God, but instead has tapped into the unnatural physical power of Satan. For Satan does indeed have certain physical powers, certain spiritual powers of the maladjusted, sick, and perverted kind. If you tap into those powers, my friends, woe to you. Woe to you. Because you have left the only source that can give you life, and Satan will bring you in completion unto death. And this is why this is so very important. Now, let me explain something to you. When a person says to me, well, Tex, God says that the Jews are going to have the kingdom, and they're going to reign for 1,000 years here on earth. And even Jesus is going to come and live with them, and, you know, they're going to have their temple rebuilt and all these other things. Oh, I feel so sorry for people that believe that. They're looking toward a human kingdom. They want Jesus to come back as a human king and serve. Somehow they want to exalt an earthly Jerusalem, an earthly kingdom. And they cannot understand the words of Jesus, which clearly are of a spiritual nature. It all comes down to the spirit versus the carnal. The spiritual versus the carnal. And they're living in the flesh and blood. But, you know, Jesus told Peter, he says, flesh and blood hath not revealed this great, you might say, secret to you, that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, he said, but my Father, which is in heaven. Now, there is a principle that Jesus Christ stated in Matthew 12, verses 25. He said a kingdom has to be unified. A kingdom cannot have division. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Let me read that again. Matthew 12, 25. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Jesus has a kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. It is built on the words of Jesus himself. And those words are seeds. And they are power that are put into, deposited in a man's heart. And this then is the kingdom, for we are one with Jesus and one with the kingdom, and we are all, through Jesus, united in this kingdom. But if this kingdom is divided, if you attempt to bring flesh and blood, carnal things, the things of this earth, and you mix them, you pollute the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God will not allow this. It will not allow itself to be polluted. It will cast you off into Satan's kingdom. Do you understand that? If you attempt to bring the things of this world, the things that are of flesh and blood, the things that are material and carnal, if you attempt to bring them into the kingdom of God, they will not adhere. Oil and water will not mix. They will not mix. If they could, the kingdom would be divided against itself. He that is not with me is against me, said Jesus. And he that gathereth with me scattereth abroad. My friends, if you're everything that you do must be for the kingdom of God, or you're scattering. Did you know you cannot cast out devils by the powers of the devil? I've met a lot of occultists that don't know that. Can you cast out a devil by use of the devil's knowledge? We're talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Wherever Jesus is, there is the kingdom. Isn't that astonishing? Wherever Jesus is, you know, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst thereof. Did you know that also is the kingdom of God? Wherever Jesus is? You see, the problem is that so many people are looking for a physical kingdom. But even the book of Revelation talks about the heavenly Jerusalem. But somehow or other, all the Southern Baptists and Pentecostals and many fine-sounding pastors have never been told that there is a spiritual reality. There is a spiritual kingdom. And you are pressed into it the moment you accept Jesus as Lord. The Apostle Paul explained it this way. He said, here we have, that's here on earth, we have no continuing city. Think of those words by Paul. Here we have no continuing city, but we look to a heavenly city, which is heavenly Jerusalem. And Paul said, once you have Jesus in your heart, once you know him, the word of God enters you, and you have that light, the light of the world. Then, dear friends, something amazing happens. You literally become part of the kingdom of God, and we're all framed together perfectly. And Jesus is that cornerstone. He's the headstone. Without a headstone, the whole foundation crumbles. Everything falls apart. And the Bible has much to say about the foundation and about that chief stone. Jesus said in Matthew 21, he said to the Jews, did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? See, the Jews believed they were building the kingdom of God on earth. But they rejected the stone which is Jesus Christ, the rock of their salvation. The stone which the builders rejected, said Jesus, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. That's Matthew 21, verse 42. And Jesus continued in verse 43. He said, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Let's stop there just a minute, dear friends. Because every Southern Baptist pastor I have ever met, every independent Baptist pastor, every Pentecostal pastor I have ever met has never been able to understand this verse. You have the opportunity. If you have ears, then hear what I'm telling you. If you don't, well, I'm sorry for you.
Listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.